Live in studio, he was with us last segment, is a dear friend of both of ours, dear friend of mine, and Danielle and his wife, Jessica, of course. And that is the great Corey Zelnick, a real estate mogul, just a really good guy, and a real New York guy. Corey, welcome back.
Thanks, Sid. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have
you. So great to see Bernie.
Wasn't it great to see him?
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Fabulous.
He's fighting hard. Yep. It's a battle. And it's taken its toll. He's completely different than he was a month ago.
Yeah.
But he'll be back to where he was a month ago, I think, before you know it.
So. Yeah, I said to him, I said, win today. Win
right.
today, and you
right.
know what you do tomorrow? You'll win tomorrow.
Well, you sound like Tom Thibodeau, the coach of the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, but in all seriousness, you are a very big sports fan, an avid Knicks fan at that. You know, it's funny, I was watching Craig Carton and Evan Roberts yesterday. I couldn't take inflation, and I couldn't take it. And I never watched that. But it was on CBS, and they were discussing the Brooklyn Nets. And the conversation was, because Evan's a big Net fan, the conversation was in the history of New York sports. And I thought it was a good conversation. Has there ever been a team with a collection of talent? Now, you have to understand, the Nets have three certain Hall of Famers. Kyrie Irving, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Kevin Durant, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Certainly, James Harden is going to the Hall of Fame. Even Blake Griffin is up for discussion, but I doubt it. But three certain Hall of Famers. When was the last time a New York team had that talent and didn't even play for a championship?
Oh, I can't even tell you.
Maybe never.
Maybe never. I mean, when you think about a loaded team, you go all the way back to the Knicks championships in 73.
But they won twice.
They did win. That's what I'm saying. So
some say the Mets, and I agree with this, should have won more than once.
And the Yankees were loaded for a stretch where they didn't win. They won a lot. They won a lot with the core four, but they didn't win every single year.
Well, but they got to the World Series six times.
No, they did. They did.
Yeah. I think this is the most talented team maybe ever. It was a cute discussion, but
it is. It's
just to take you away from the everyday nonsense. So you and I discussed this last week. There is a growing number of New Yorkers that are leaving the city. I'm hopefully leaving the city before you know it. I've had enough. And there's certainly a growing group of people that are staying here that are losing faith, even with the new mayor and all that, that this city will ever, ever, ever be good again. You're not one of those people. Why?
I'm not. Never mind that I'm born and raised here and I love it. I live here and I work here and everything like that. But the you have to stay positive. And you always joke about Jerry Seinfeld 2 years ago and all of that stuff.
Well, he did that column. He wrote that story in The New Yorker. And he was like, I'm never leaving. And he spent 9 months in the Hamptons.
And by the way, that was the last time you heard from him.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So and I still show up. And there's you know, when you look at it, and I'm not overly statistical. There are office leases being signed. Everybody talks about working from home. Office leases are being signed. I could sit here chapter and verse.
There are still a ton of them that are not being signed. Right?
No, agreed. But if you saw what was happening, and I'm not asking you to read the real estate news, companies are believing the city. I deal with retailers, as you know, mostly in the food sector and mostly in the medical sector, and they're taking up space. They're growing. They want to be here. They know it for the long term. People are renting apartments. You can't get an apartment. We talked about this last
time. That's true.
There are no more concessions. Rental rates are at the highest they've been since pre-pandemic days, like almost ever. And so I think that there's a long-term belief. And we did this. You and I did this during the pandemic. And you said, when's it coming back? When's it coming back? And I think some point last year I had said to you in July. And it did. And then what happened was Omicron came around. First it was Delta, then it was Omicron, and it slowed things down. And now I'm going to tell you again. I know we're sitting here in January. I'm going to tell you after the summer, I know it's a long ways away, the city will be back.
See, I'm more nervous, and you're right. Certainly the COVID was the thing that really tossed us on our ass.
Yeah.
And Delta continued that, so did Omicron. But I'm more worried about the crime and the filth and the homeless and these types of things which Eric Adams is supposed to combat. In the meantime, he's telling you I'm crazy, he doesn't really exist. I'm more worried about that than this virus.
I agree with you 100%. And I want to get on the phone with Bo, and I want to go meet Eric and talk to him.
Well, what are your
this.
Thoughts on that? I mean, you're a New Yorker, a successful guy. We need people like you here. The bottom line is you, John Catsimatidis, we need people like you here. What are your thoughts on Eric Adams?
Right now, I'm a little set back.
Disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. I did not like the white supremacy comment last week. I mean, where did that come from? Are you kidding me? And this crime thing, you got to jump on it. I know you talked about what he said. It's, you know, it's perception. That's BS. It's BS. It's real. We're living it every single day. You know, I was down at the game yesterday. He showed up to make the opening Martin Luther King remark, which was very nice. He sat there for a few minutes. They donated some money to the United Negro College
He
Fund.
Was at a Knick game. The Knicks are the team in this city, and he talked about his affinity for the Brooklyn Nets.
I mean,
you talk about being completely tone deaf. That's a small thing, what basketball team you're rooting for. But he even screwed that up yesterday.
Of course. But you know what? I could live with that.
Right.
I could live with that. Don't screw up the subway stuff. Screw up Knicks and Nets.
Right. Right.
You know, get on board with fixing up this crime. I mean, it's awful. It's awful. You have the crime situation. What the virus is doing, where it's hurting companies. I have companies that are ready to open up stores, literally. And I say to them, when's the opening date? They show me it's all built out. Give me staff and I'll open.
No staff.
No staff.
Wow.
And what's happening is that some employees, they'll send a picture of their cousin's positive test.
Yeah.
Send it into their employer and say, I got to be out for 5 days.
Wow.
And what can you do?
Nothing.
People's
nothing.
Hands are tied.
Yeah.
And that also hurts.
I did see that the old Joseph Abboud store in the downstairs of your building is still vacant.
Yes.
Are you going to rent that? Is that yours to rent? That is your store, right?
It's mine to rent. We're having problems. We're in the heart of Midtown.
49th and Madison should be perfect.
It's perfect, but there's still nobody around. If I have a friend out on the West Coast, and I showed her a video of my outside of my window at 49th and Madison at lunchtime last week. It was nobody there.
Nobody there.
Nobody there.
Is what's it called doing any business? The big restaurant over there, Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's? Modest.
Modest
business. Because the office workers are not here. The companies are keeping them out now, supposedly until March.
March.
You know, they keep pushing it. But it's going to be a long haul.
Because you've been right. You said July. It came back in July. Now you got the viruses and you got the crime. Hopefully the new mayor is able to combat that. Give me your final prediction, Corey. I don't expect it to be what it was years ago. I'm realistic. It may never be the same. It may never be the same. But give me your honest prediction. What month, when will we see New York at least resemble the great city that you maintain it still is?
Labor Day.
Labor Day?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Because what's going to happen is people are going to start to feel good in the springtime, and then everybody's going to summer vacation.
Right.
And then it'll be Labor Day.
Wow. All right. Okay. Labor Day it is, huh?
That's my call.
Well, listen, you've been on the money.
Yep.
So Labor Day it is.
Yes.
Labor Day New York is back.
I look forward to it.
But you're happy. You're married. You got a beautiful wife.
Thank you. You know, you're so kind. You talk about Jessica. You talk about my daughter, Bailey.
I do. I love your daughter. Yeah. Bailey's in Maryland doing great, right?
Thursday, I have to take her back to school.
Oh, right. I get confused where we are calendar year.
They get a Christmas break that's a month long.
Oh, but is this you up again for President's Weekend and all that in February?
No, she doesn't get any of that.
So she'll come up for spring break. Is she already a sophomore or junior?
She's a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay.
And she'll go away for spring break in March with her girlfriends.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Get ready.
Yeah,
I'm not ready.
Get ready.
I'm not ready.
Yep.
Well, it's great to see you. And it was nice of you to come in and see Bernard. Bernard really does love you. You're a great friend to all of us. So.
Thank you, and it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me. I always enjoy it.
So handsome, too.
Yeah, thank
you. Handsome guy, Corey Zelnick. Such a good-looking guy. For folks that want to contact you, how do they do that?
Instagram, Corey Zelnick. Zelnickco.com is the website. And like I always say, if you feel like going old school, call me. 212-223-2200.
There you go. That's Corey Zelnick, everybody. That's a good man right there, whether it's business or just pleasure. Grabbing a burger at lunch, that's the man right there.